one thing. God is fixed. And it is a simple truth that man is never fixed until he is fixed upon God. Surely a house, as to its fixedness, depends upon the foundation. Oh, the heart can only be fixed according to the fixedness of that on which it rests. This is a quote coming to you from the Biblical Illustrator. Now, for the purpose of this broadcast, I want to also share with you another quote from the Biblical Illustrator. This is what it says. Fixed hearts are rare amongst the Christians of this day. Let me repeat that. Fixed hearts are rare amongst the Christians of this day. In fact, there are many that doubt whether it is possible for a man today to say, "My heart is fixed." Now, in this Bible message, we're going to examine the fixed heart as we see it in the Bible, the fixed heart. And we're going to look primarily at two distinct features to try to get a grasp of an understanding of what David said when he mentioned the fixed heart. Now, we're going to look at two features and break this down into two parts. In talking about the fixed heart, the first part deals with having a fixed and settled determination, a singleness of aim, causing you to attend on the Lord without distraction. Then the second part of a fixed heart deals with having an unwavering confidence in God. So when you talk about the fixed heart, you have to keep in mind that it's dealing with having this fixed and settled determination, a singleness of aim that causes you to attend on the Lord without distraction. And it also includes having an unwavering confidence in God. In this broadcast, we are continuing the theme of resolutions in our new series entitled, In the Beginning Was the Word. In this particular broadcast, we will cover the new subject of praising the Lord as we deal with resolution number 28, as found in Psalm 57:7, which says, "My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise." Now, in this broadcast, we're dealing with resolutions as found in the book of Psalms. So the resolution in Psalm 57:7 is that David said, "I will sing and give praise." But before looking into that, we want to examine, first of all, what he said about the heart. He mentioned the heart first before ever entering into praise. He said, "My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed." Now, in order to understand what did he mean by that statement, I went to dictionary.com for a definition for the word fixed. Now, I'm going to share some of the definitions with you, but I want you to keep in mind David's words, "My heart is fixed." Okay, dictionary.com said a definition for fixed. It means to be fastened, attached, placed so as to be firm, not readily movable. Now remember, we're talking about the heart. Rendered stable or permanent, set or intent upon something, permanently placed, not fluctuating, put in order, in good condition. Okay, the heart is fixed. But then I went to the Hebrew and I looked up the Hebrew word for what David was talking about when he said, "My heart is fixed." And the Hebrew word used there is boom, and it means set right or prepared. My heart is set right or prepared. So he's telling us here that before I sing and give praise, my heart has to be set right. It has to be prepared. And that's what we're going to be dealing with in this broadcast today, talking about that heart, setting it right, preparing it, making preparations before singing and giving praise. Now remember, we said the first part of the word fix deals with having this unalterable determination. And so when David said, my heart is fixed, he was saying there, my heart is firm, it's sure, it's decided, it's resolute, it's established, it's determined in strength and by the grace of God. It's not wavering in purpose. It's not leaning now to one side and then to the other. It's not swayed nor moved by the events that are occurring all around me. My heart is fixed. What is fixed? My heart. What is the heart fixed upon? Here, David was saying, my heart is fixed upon God, upon his word, upon his salvation. And what that denotes there is singleness of aim. His focus was on God, on Jesus. Singleness of aim. So when he was saying, my heart is fixed, he was saying, my heart is in singleness of aim on Jesus. Now notice the repetition here. He said, my heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. There is a reason for that repetition. It was intentional that David was giving emphasis and intensity to his expression. It was designed to show in the strongest manner that his heart, his purpose, wasn't wavering in the slightest degree. It was repeated to show vehemency of spirit and the certainty of a thing. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. Now, to have a fixed heart, you have to have a fixed determination. You can't have a mere fluctuating and soon broken intention. You have to have a steadfast affection for Jesus. You can't have a fluttering love. You have to have a continuous realization of your dependence upon God and a firm and ever-growing hold on the truth and on God. Now, there is no solid and substantial reason why the heart should not be fixed on God. There should not be any reason why every Christian's heart should be fixed on God. In fact, Christianity, the nature of Christianity, requires that you have fixedness of heart. And if you're not thus decided, that you have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, if you have not thus decided for Jesus, you will never accomplish anything truly good and great in the service of God. You must have a fixedness of heart. Christianity requires that. We know that the heart is the man. We also know that there are 10,000 things that are soliciting the heart, after which the heart of man could run. But there's only one thing in the universe upon which that the heart can be fixed, and that is on God. Fixed on God. Now, we find in the Bible several examples of people who did not have a fixed heart. We see some disciples went back under the strain of Christ's higher teachings. They said, oh, this is a hard saying. We can't handle this. And they went back. Then there are some who forsook him under the strain of his sufferings. They couldn't handle the crucifixion. They couldn't handle the persecution. Some were hindered in running. Paul said, you did run well. Who did hinder you? Some were enticed by false doctrine. Some were carried away by the love of the world. Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. Some were reproached for being neither cold nor hot. We find them in Revelations, the book of Revelations, and they are the Laodiceans. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. We're talking about having a settled determination, a singleness of aim. But also, when David said those words, he was talking about having an unwavering confidence in God. He was saying that when he said, my heart is fixed, it was fixed in a steadfast belief of God's promises. There was no doubt or wavering. He was firm in his trust in God. His confidence was firm and abiding. We go over to Psalm 108, verse 1, and we find David saying almost the exact words in this particular verse. He said, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Notice how he is saying the heart has to be set in order, prepared, and then I will sing and give praise. The condition of the heart is very important here. There must be a preparation, a setting in order of the heart before there is the praise. He said, my heart is fixed. He was talking about his heart being firm and fearless by reason of its confidence in God. He had many wars to disturb him, many cases to toss him to and fro, yet he was settled in his mind. He couldn't be driven from it. His heart abided in one resolve, and he was in a resolute and determined frame of mind. He had confidence in God. And then we go over to Psalm 112, verse 7, to get a further idea or understanding of what this hard, fixed heart is all about. Here he said, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Here, once again, he's talking about the man whose heart is fixed upon the promises of God. This heart has laid up his confidence in God. It's fixed in a solid reliance upon God. It's restful. It's settled. It's firm. It's established fearlessly. And any change in circumstances slightly affects him because of this confidence. The reason why his heart is fixed or firm, it's simply because he has confidence in God. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. It's prepared. It's ready. It's prepared with a settled determination, a singleness of aim. It's prepared with a solid reliance upon God. Now, he says, now I'm ready. I will sing and give praise. I'm ready and prepared to praise him. My heart is ready and fixed. And when you have a fixed heart, your heart will be resolved to sing and give praise. The treasury of David said this, it is surely well with thee if thy once roving heart is now firmly fixed upon God and the proclamation of his glory. That roving heart is now firmly fixed upon God. Now it's time for praise. If the heart is fixed on God, praise will be the unfailing result. I will sing and give praise. I have prepared myself for the duty of praise. Matthew Henry said, it is implied that the heart is the main thing required in all acts of devotion. Nothing is done to purpose in religion further than it is done with the heart. The heart must be fixed, for the duty, fitted and put in frame for it, fixed in the duty by a close application, attending on the Lord without distraction. Then Barnes Note said this, so it should be the fixed and settled purpose of our hearts that we will at all times confide in God, and that in every situation in life we will render Him praise. My heart is fixed, O God. My heart is fixed. When the heart is fixed, then you will see the salvation of the Lord with you. Let me give you a scripture to back that up. Psalm 50, verse 23 says, this is David God speaking, whosoever offereth praise glorifieth me. This is God speaking. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Now, no doubt that ordering the conversation, it's talking about ordering the walk of the Christian according to the rule of God's word, choosing the right way. But it can also entail the heart. Obviously, the heart is included here. And so to him that orders, now remember, one of the definitions of fixed was put in order. Okay, so to him that orders his conversation or his heart aright, will I show the salvation of God. God said that you will witness my saving power even to the uttermost. To the uttermost. Another scripture just to show you the connection between the condition of the heart and praise is found in Psalm 51, verse 10. David said, create in me a clean heart. And then in verse 15, he said, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. When the heart is made right, when the heart is, all things are removed from the heart, like guilt, shame, fear, the heart is made right, put in order, prepared, fixed, then the praise will come easily. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Then will come forth praise. We have seen in this message today, the heart is the main thing. Nothing is done to purpose in Christianity further than it is done with the heart. The heart must be fixed. It must be set in order before rendering praise. It must attend on the Lord without distraction. There must be a settled determination, a singleness of aim. Its purpose must be at all times and in every situation to confide in God, to have an unwavering confidence in Him. This is the preparation needed before praise. When the heart is fixed, there will be salvation. God causes you to witness His saving power to the uttermost as you praise Him with a prepared heart. Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of resolutions as found in the Book of Psalms. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that you will experience the salvation of the Lord as you praise Him with a fixed heart. In Jesus' name, amen.